The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 27th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carl and Linda Bott, and Jared at the helm. Say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
Hey, I feel alive, and hey, guys, welcome to the snow. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what the road conditions are here. Just trying to get out of the driveway. We live right downtown, but we just have a little bit of a dip.
We have kind of a steep driveway.
Well, it's not bad.
It's only like 30 feet. No, it's not even that. No. It's probably a length and a half of the truck.
Yeah, and so you had to put it in four-wheel drive. We woke up this morning. I thought it was so interesting looking at the snow coming down last night and the light from the sky. It looked outside, and it was almost like a show where you looked at the it wasn't a dark night. So you looked out this morning when we woke up, and we looked out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. I have a sneeze button. Call it a dump button, a sneeze button, probably a burp button, and a cuss button. Okay, currently 34 degrees, guys. All right, if you look outside, you're going to see that it's raining out, but it's snowed overnight. I don't know. I think we probably have about 6 inches of what we look at outside of our house downtown. So I know there's lying in. We have Ashley telling us. But we're going to have rain, snow, and then some showers today with a high of 41. Tonight's going to be overnight lows of 39. Tomorrow, showers once again, 47. Thursday night, overnight lows of 38. Friday calls for chance of showers with a high of 51. Overnight lows of 41. And just plan that for the whole weekend through. Showers, 49. Sunday, showers once again with 51. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discount. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Ashley, you've got updates. We have some closures of schools and as well as roads.
Yes. So what I'm looking at currently are a lot of the traffic conditions for the area. I do know that we have in the three directions with mountains, we have chain controls in every direction. West of us, we have chain controls this side of Whiskeytown proper. North, you're going to see chain controls and actually road closures on I-5 around Lakehead area. In the east direction near Burney, this side of Round Mountain, and on the Chingletown side south of that, we're going to have chain controls near Inwood, which is near Black Butte School. So there are incidents just lighting up the page, people skidding off the roads, people ending up in ditches. Be careful, especially, it looks like there isn't much, but that's because a lot of rain fell this morning on top of the snow, which makes it heavy and slick. So be extra careful.
So what would be your guesstimation about how much it snowed here, Carl and Ashley, from in the downtown? I mean, if we can't look at the front window, it's all off of but where we are up in Chestnut, only three streets up, you know.
Maybe 4 inches.
Four?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
About but enough to...
4 to 5 inches. But
our road.
What you had me do this morning, because you noticed it, was I went out, and we had several trees. The branches were bent over because it snowed, and then it rained on it. So I was shaking trees this morning.
Yeah, our lemon tree and the tree in the front.
At 5:45, shaking trees. And then we came here today, and our satellite, as it does when it snows like this, snows heavy, and what it does is the satellite then, just like the one at your house, can't receive signals.
Yeah, that happened
this
morning.
So Pat Parch and I were up there, and you can't even shovel it. You've got to broom it off. So try brooming off a 12-foot satellite dish, and get enough of it off so then the satellite locks back on again. So it's been an eventful morning.
Well, it has been. We remember Snowmageddon in February of 2 years ago and how much that, you know, we can see the chunks falling off from downtown studios, but how hard that was to get out and get out about. It took 2 or 3 or 4 days because that snow stuck. But like I said, coming down Chestnut, they hadn't cleared Chestnut, so I was able to follow through your tracks in my car. I have a Nissan What's the name of it? Anyway, I've been
Murano all-wheel drive.
So
are good cars, really good cars, but they're not four-wheel drive.
They're not four-wheel drive. So when I went to go get changed, because it is low profile, they sold me at one of our leading tire stores. And not that it's, I've never used them before, but I carry them in the back of the car, and they're called socks.
Snow socks.
I would love if anybody called in and told me about if they've used these socks before. They're orange. They have that orange, bright orange color to them, and I've never used them. Of course, we've not been in the position to do that. But this morning, coming down Chestnut Street to Placer, it was, there's a little, you know, it dips down before it goes into Placer. So you have to really go slow and let your tires kind of grip. If you try to, I think, put on the gas pedal and push out. That's when the skids and the
And don't come up 30 feet away from where you're supposed to stop and hit your brakes.
Yeah, no.
So start stopping well before you need to stop, so that you can you can gradually get in there.
Ashley,
don't forget that you're attached to the ground by four balloons with this much surface area each. So the tires won't catch, especially when all of that friction that comes with the tire tread
is filled with snow. Then you get snow in the treads.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So. I think it's a good visual for people to think of, because they think, oh, I can speed through this. And I
it's not about going fast. It's about not being able to stop.
Right.
And going sideways down the street.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is going to continue to rain. And so the snow, it should take care of the snow, but right now I would be expecting snow, the branches on trees to be breaking.
Yes.
You may start having power outages. Have we had any reports of power outages?
I'm looking at the power outage map currently, and this is from PG&E, so this doesn't include REU power outages. But we have a fair amount of outages in the IGO area. That's our hot spot so far. We have some up north, just north of the city of Shasta Lake, and then a little bit in the Happy Valley area. But for the most part, the hot spot for power outages is in the IGO area. We've got most of them. If you look at the map of IGO, basically every property on there is under power outage.
All right. And currently 34 degrees, as we said. Due to the winter storm, Northern Summit Academy, Shasta students will be on independent study, and staff will be working from home. Oak Run Elementary, distance learning classes continue, campus closed. Gateway Unified School District, all classes canceled. Bella Vista Elementary closed. Chrysler Charter School and Liberty Christian School of Reading also closed. As is of now, again, it's currently 34 degrees, and the forecast does call for snow and rain today. Ashley?
The city of Reading has also put together a watering hole of incidents, and so if you are looking to see where there are downed trees, which roads to avoid, if you must take to the roads, again, stay home if at all possible. But if you want to check out incidents that the city of Reading is keeping track of, that's at www.cityofreading.org/emergency. So there are there's lots of information. You can put information that you see of down power lines and such, and that's become a watering hole for the community to talk about incidents in their area.
All right. Like kind of like the water cooler.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take an early break. Carl, you have something to add in there?
It doesn't appear that REU has any outages right now. I'm trying to go to different spots with REU. And
Are they looking good?
As of 32 minutes, it says they have been working throughout the night on weather-related outages. And you can go to cityofreading.org/Reading Electric Utility for updates. If you're experiencing a power outage, you give them a call. So, an outage in the area of Enterprise Park and along Shasta View Drive from Galaxy Way south towards Rancho Road. They've got people out there right now.
Cascade Boulevard is also in the north reporting outages.
Okay. I don't see anything beyond that. I didn't see, power backup for Western Oaks west off of Shasta View. So that's back up again. All right. So our crews are out there fixing them as fast as they can.
Okay, Ashley.
One more bit of information I wanted to get out there before we take our break. The sheriff's office has put together locations for sandbags because as the rain falls on top of the snow, flooding is going to happen, especially if you're in the south end of the county into Tehama County. So they have locations for sandbags. In the Bella Vista area, the Bella Vista Fire Station, number 33. In Burney, the Burney Fire District off of Shasta Street. In Reading, Old Airport Road at Abernathy. Anderson, across from the City Corp Yard on Barney Street. Cottonwood, French Gulch, Mountain Gate, Palisadjo, Shingletown, and West Reading all have locations for sandbags as well. If you are looking for sandbags, then a lot of these places are just sand, so you need to pack it yourself. The sheriff's office has shared this information. We have since shared it on our Facebook page, so you can find that list in more detail if you want it there.
All right, thank you. When we come back, we've got a couple things that when you're listening, 10 winter safety tips, I'm sure.
We've been doing that, but it may be if you've lost your power.
Yeah.
And if you're going to travel. But we've listed those, but it's good to go over them again, a few things that you're going to need. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds is the bed that Linda and I have been using for the past 6 years. And we can't tell you how comfortable it is. It gives you the ability to adjust your side of the bed to the firmness that you want. So since marriage and relationships are compromises, this is a place you don't have to compromise, and you can say, not compromising tonight. So my Sleep Number setting is 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. Hers is, you know, and we can change those. That's the best thing. If we have nights like I need to be up to 80 tonight, or I need to be down to 20 tonight, you can do that. And Sleep Number allows you to do that. And Sleep Number is one of the beds, through studies have shown that their Sleep Number 360 smart bed, people get better sleep. It adjusts to you as you're moving during the night, and it's proven to give better sleep. And with better sleep and more sleep, you're fresher in the morning, and it's part of the health regime you should have. Sleep, eating well, and exercise. Well, you can take care of the sleep part with Sleep Number. And right now, you can save $1,000 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Of course, our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center, and you want to go in and talk to the people there. Lay on the bed. Just don't take my word for it. Lay on the bed. See how well it works. That's sleepnumber.com if you want more information, or call our local store. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, 722 in the morning, and 605-4567 is our phone number, and you can hop into our chat room on the, on our website at kcnr1460.com.
Well, we really appreciate our staff, don't we? We just want to do a personal shout-out. We've been very, very fortunate to have our good friend and fellow musician and Mr. Electronic Everything, Pat Karch, who retired, recently from the county, and before that, he's just an all-around guy. If you've ever seen me perform, you usually have seen Pat alongside of me. Anyway, he's a great guy, Pat and Pam. And then we have, of course, Ashley, who is a producer and an engineer as well, and Sue does the morning news. And, they really care about getting information out to you, our listeners. Jared's at the helm, wonderful producer as well. And then we have Jim Bremer, who has been with us since day one, that can call. We can call and we'll come in emergencies and figure out what's going on with wiring. And we still have a lot of stuff to figure out with some signal complications. We can't, we don't know if it's within the cable, because just to let you know, our AM is, we have a satellite on top of our station that connects to a tower across town. So that's the AM signal. The FM signal is separate. So you're looking at me like, I just think it's interesting. People want to know. It's not all just in one building. We kind of have it.
The FM signal is transported over up to the mountain above Whiskey Town. It's not up on the
tower.
It's to the mountain on a tower in the and then our AM, like you said, goes to the tower. All of our shows come in via the satellite.
Via the satellite.
So that's why we have to keep it shoveled off during times of snow. I think if we were in a place where we had snow all the time, we'd probably have to put it in something.
Right.
So it kind of would kind of protect it. Otherwise, yeah. we'd have people out there all the time.
Well, we've been here, I've been here going on now 15 years in Redding. And I just recall maybe four times where it snowed. Of course, we had snow. We call it Snowmageddon. Being from other areas, like living in Nashville, you know, we had the ice storms and the snow. And of course, growing up where I grew up, which was in northern, like outside of Placerville, we would get snowed in and lots of snow up there. So I happen to enjoy the snow. I know it can be perilous at times. When we were coming back, remember, Carl, when we were driving back from Albuquerque, and the kids had said, this was a couple Novembers ago, we were there for Thanksgiving, and we drove from Redding to Albuquerque, and the kids said, it's been so long since they've seen the snow stick. So we were driving back with probably almost a foot of snow, and then when we drove through Arizona, there had been a couple semis that had turned over. So it was so backed up that people actually had to sleep in their cars. So I wanted to share with you 10 winter safety tips. Now, you may have heard it before and it's redundant, but you also may go, oh, yeah, you know what? I really do need to have that available because of conditions like today. So according to the Sheriff's Department, always keep at least a three-day supply of non-perishable foods in your home. Check on the elderly and those who need assistance to make sure they're prepared. Keep fresh batteries on hand for weather radios and flashlights. Dress warmly. Wear multiple layers of thin clothing instead of a single layer of thick clothing. And here's one. Properly vent kerosene heaters and ensure any electric generators are operated outside and away from open windows or doors to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. I hope and pray to God that we don't have any of those, you know, situations to become tragic because people will do things and bring heaters inside their house never burn charcoal indoors, by the way. Use the National Oceanic or Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, weather radio or a weather alert app on your phone to monitor changing weather conditions. Keep alternative heating sources and fire extinguishers on hand. Be sure your family knows how to use them. Store an emergency kit in your vehicle, including a scraper, jumper cables, tow chain, blankets, flashlight, first aid kit, and road map. Make an emergency supplies kit for your pet and include medical records, first aid kit, enough canned dry food and water for 3 to 7 days, and pet travel bag or carrier. And then also do not leave pets outside for a long period of time.
Okay. Well, you know, San Francisco never ceases to amaze me. I mean, the things they do and the way they spend their money and how and what their list of priorities are. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson have been canceled. Also, Francis Scott Key, who wrote the words in the National Anthem, former presidents William McKinley, James Garfield, James Monroe, and Herbert Hoover, Revolutionary War hero Paul Revere and author Robert Louis Stevenson. All those are schools that are named after the presidents and famous people of historical renown. Even an elementary school named for the current U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein will be changed over allegations she replaced a damaged Confederate flag outside of City Hall when she was the city's mayor in 1986. She didn't replace the flag when it was taken down a second time. So it's not just statues of Confederate generals or the president of the South or like that, or Christopher Columbus. Now, Paul Revere. I'm going to have to look up and see what Paul Revere did that got him canceled. But Dianne Feinstein, who is from that area and has done, you know, even though her districts and things in San Francisco look horrible. But the mayor rebuked the plan in October, and he said you know what? We're trying to get kids back to school. We're trying to do all of these things, and this is what you're spending your time and our money on? It's going to cost $100,000 to cost more than $400,000 to replace signage at 44 schools. These are 44 schools they're renaming. And the price tag could go around to $1 million for schools to get new activity uniforms, repaint gymnasium floors, according to the Chronicle. And the district is facing a budget deficit right now. This is where the school board in San Francisco is at. It is more important to take those hated names, including Dianne Feinstein, off the schools than it is to get these kids back in school. In the case of the Roosevelt Middle School, it wasn't clear if the board knew which former President Roosevelt was named for, but decided to have it removed anyway. Was that named after Teddy or was that named after Franklin? Oh, well, Roosevelt's a Roosevelt. Board member, however, called the decision a moral message. It's a message to our families, our students, and our community. It's not just symbolic. Another board member, Kevin Bajis, who supported a resolution, suggested schools shouldn't be named after anyone. We should not make heroes out of mortal folks, he said, according to the Chronicle. I think we need to examine our naming policies across the district and really consider how the way we go about naming schools reflects our true values. Like pedophilia school, heroin school, homeless school, feces on the street school. I mean, obviously these are the true things that San Francisco likes because they have so much of it. And it's been there. And it may be there forever. Or you could go back to the old way. P.S. number one. Public school number one. Public school number two. 3, 4, 5, 6. I guess you could name them after unicorns. Or better yet, why don't you just get a school board that gets your kids back in the school and stops wasting your money?
Yeah, on that note, we'll come back because I want to talk about a new business that's opened in town. I love it. This is great news. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Tell us about your experience with Mike.
Mike gave him the key to
their
house.
Kitchen.
Gave him the key to the house, came, said, do your thing, went to a shop, picked out the granite that I wanted. I trusted him. He said, what kind of backsplash? He kept sending me pictures. I said, I don't want to know. I just know that, you know, look at your showroom. Look at the work you've done. You're great. I don't want to know. Just surprise me. I've done that a lot of times myself personally with artists, is that if you give them some rain, they, you usually are very pleased with the fact that they would do something like they would do for themselves. And Mike has a great eye, and he's done some great work. So Estate Granite, just gave him the key, came back 4 days later. My kitchen was done. We were very happy. Our kitchen, I should say. You know, I don't know why I use it as a singular. It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful job. Estate Granite, call them today if you're looking to renew any kind of estate, any kind of granite in your homework.
Granite, marble, slate, 241 stone.
We'll
be
right back.
Or go to estategranite.com.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first thing in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm feeling free.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Today, of course, the 27th of January. Today's my sister's birthday. And my sister, who is, I think, 3 years younger than I am, two or three, I can't remember.
My sister
is a lawyer, and I will tell you that when we grew up, we didn't have a lot in common except two parents that loved us. And she and I, we wouldn't fight like Linda and her brother, but we tended to ignore each other, and which was okay.
All right.
One day when I was five and she was three. My mom told us to go outside and play. It was a beautiful day. So we went outside, and we had one of those gliders that goes back and forth. You know, you sit on it, and mm-hmm. somebody on the other side. Well, this was in the 50s, my friend. So the idea of safety, making them safe, wasn't quite
right.
on the tip-top of their list.
Right. So safe, what are you talking about? Yeah, new seatbelts.
So what you put your feet on these little metal pegs that came out that were just metal pegs, small and sharp. And so I climbed on behind her, saying, "Let me ride." And she pushed me off. I hit the ground. The glider foot rest came back, hit me in the head, split my head open. So I put my hat back on because it was cold, and walked up to my mother and said, "She says, what's wrong?" And she said, "I said I hurt myself." She said, "Where?" And I took my hat off, and all the blood that had accumulated underneath the hat all rolled down my face. Well. My sister still brags about this. 7 stitches in the side of my head from that. And she says, "I knew what I was doing. I was three. I knew what I was doing." anyway, over the years, we have gotten a lot closer. And she and Linda have a great relationship. But I just wanted to say happy birthday to my sister and how much I love her. She did so much when my dad passed away a few months later. She had mom come in to live with her. And this isn't easy, bringing in your mom to live with you. But she set aside a whole part of her house that she was, you know, they had, where my mom had her own bedroom. She put all of her antiques in there. And then she had a sitting room with a TV, her own bathroom, the whole thing. And then my brother-in-law, Steve, who is a saint anyway, because he's married to my sister. it's just a, I think I'm going to try and send this to her and tell her how much I appreciate her and how much I love her. So,
yeah.
Happy birthday, sis.
It takes a lot to do that, but what daughter or child wouldn't want to,
that's true,
in a mother's time of need, say, and your mom had slipped or something and fell, and she was like, yeah, that's enough. You're in North Carolina. You're going to come be with us in Nashville, Tennessee. So, yeah, well, she said something yesterday. I was watching it because it was a Zoom. It was just a snippet of a Zoom. She was with another attorney, two judges, and something else. And they were
Talk about what it's about.
No, they were trying to settle something. And I got to see her just a little bit in her
glory.
Yeah, just her being a professional and what it would be with six people zooming in a professional manner in their it was just really
like
good.
Three judges and two attorneys.
It was a high profile.
Here's the thing is, yeah, I mean, how do you kind of adjust your thinking when you've seen her pour beer on her head and say, Guess what I am?
Well, there's a new business in case, you know, you talked about it yesterday, but I drove by there and I was like, Theory Coffee's got like a major,
I haven't seen it, but you saw it yesterday.
Well, I, ran into Home Goods. Guess what I was looking for? I was looking for nightlights. And, I want to tell you my little story about trying to find nightlights because I try to shop local. I don't get online. Like, I'll be, just go online. No, I really want to be local. So, first place I went to was I went to Home Goods, walked through the store, because I know they have lamps, no, not lights out. But while I was up there, I saw Theory, and it was really great to see because they're great folks. Of course, they're going to keep their downtown location right around the corner from us as well. But they are going to, you know, they got their own baker, and that is, you know, he says in this article, we're still struggling a bit, but as much as we thought we would potentially be. So it's giving us hope for the future, and I see some glimmers of hope around the nation. I'm very excited for that. They built a brand. They did get help with the downtown through Chamber of Commerce, the grant to keep moving forward, which they the grants that they gave out were anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 to help the relief for businesses to grow and to continue. There are currently 134 businesses that requested. It's a combined 1 million and 8 of waiting lists, said Jake Mangus. And so, yeah, really, really happy for them and great. That's where Chick-fil-A is going. We have our Sprouts up there and, of course, Home Goods, which is really a nice store. Anyway, so then no nightlights. Went into Penny's. Penny's must be going through just a whole new corporate makeover because Penny's and both Macy's now are selling mattresses. Did you know that? I walked in and it was like the area where all the bedding used to be. And if you approach Penny's on that side, because I would always come in through parking on the side. Anyway, mattresses and no lamps. At one time, they had a little lighting area. And then Macy's, same thing. They're all going through corporate restructures.
Yeah, some of them
the store's changing.
Right.
Yeah. And so anyway, I ended up getting night lights over at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, wants to know why we are keeping National Guard troops in our capital, and I'd like to know that too. Why are we housing federal troops in our capital? If there's a riot going on, and if there's whatever happened on January 6th, okay, It seems like it left. The inauguration is over. There were no incidents. So I'm really wondering, as is he, why are they still there? They're in. They're sleeping in areas of kind of like as an afterthought, and they're trying to, you know, a couple of the states have said, that's it, I'm pulling my people out. Texas sent some National Guard troops in there and brought them home, as did another state. They have already announced plans to return almost 15,000 soldiers this week, with approximately 7,000 remaining on duty to the weekend, yet apparently several thousand will stay there. I and Senator Cotton, who's on the Intelligence Committee, says, I'm not aware of any specific credible threat reporting or distinguished from aspirational uncoordinated bluster on the Internet that justifies this continued troop presence. I don't like it when we have federal troops in the Capitol. To me, it smacks of a militarism that we don't want to see. I didn't see it during the Trump term, during the Trump time. I didn't, even with all the stuff that was going on there. I didn't see it during the Obama. I didn't even see it, you know, I didn't see it in the Bush that I can remember, that we brought in federal troops and then kept them there with nothing going on. The Capitol blew it. The Capitol Security Forces blew it on that, what happened January 6th. And I understand that they said, well, all of these other protests or all these other gatherings and marches for Trump have always been, they've always been peaceful. They even clean up after themselves. And this one got out of hand, but they were not ready for it. You know, you plan for the worst and hope for the best. So, the mayor there insisted a small detachment of National Guard soldiers, needs to stay. She pandered to anti-police radicals by sending a letter to the acting attorney general discouraging additional deployments of federal law enforcement. But she'll take the National Guard. I think I'd really have federal law enforcement than I do. You know, I love the National Guard, and because they have served in not just at home but in conflict across the seas, deployed with us. And the thing about it is, this is not what they should be doing. They should not be militarizing our capital. Okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. The PPP is starting again. I just found out that the Small Business Administration, my friends, if you haven't gotten a letter or an email from your bank, is the Small Business Administration, if you have a small business loan, is paying for it again. They did that for 6 months earlier last year. And they're doing it again. But the PPP is different. That's where you've applied for it, and it needs to have paperwork filled out, and it needs to go through a bank. And Cornerstone Community Bank did a great job on that last time. They're going to do a great job this time. To find out more, look at bankcornerstone.com or stop by one of the branches. In Red Bluff, it's at 500 Riverside Way. Here in town, it's at 1845 California Street, right downtown from us. And the last one, of course, in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie. Double fall time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner is announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites, starting with chicken fried steak as the ultimate utility player for breakfast or dinner. This one plays any way you want it. Choose a 10-ounce Big Foot or 5-ounce Bear Paw, and then add eggs, biscuit, and potatoes for breakfast, or potatoes with country gravy and seasonal veggie for a comfort food dinner that'll last throughout the game. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose chicken fried steak for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I've had a change of dreams.
Carl Linda Bott here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. I want to talk about this sham trial that's coming up. Of course, the articles of impeachment. There's one that Trump incited sedition and insurrection that Trump did directly. So yesterday, Rand Paul, and if you get a chance to listen to what Rand Paul said, go to YouTube. He was quite articulate and very thorough in what he said. But what he did was he got people to vote on whether you support the fact that he can be impeached. You know, because a lot of people are saying it's not constitutional because he's no longer serving. Justice Roberts backed off on this because he's not a sitting president. That's why they had the senator, the senior senator, Democrat senator, was going to preside over this. Now, when they had that vote, they had 55 that voted for, that said it was constitutional and he should be impeached. The trial should go on. 45 didn't, which means it's dead on arrival. You need 67. You need 67 senators to vote for him, you know, to find him guilty. It's not going to happen. So you're going to go through this, and where's your evidence? Where's your evidence on this from his speech? And what else are they going to bring up? What they want is to try is to find him guilty so he can never serve in office again because they are already scared that he's going to run in 2024. And that kind of scares me too. But the bottom line on this is it's not going to – there's no way in hell he's going to be found guilty unless something comes up. And trust me sex in the Oval Office, lying under oath, all these things that have come up before. You know, if that wasn't enough to find people guilty, then there's no way Trump's going to be found guilty on something that, in my opinion, he didn't do. And if you look at all the other rallies this man's been around, there's never been any violence. And it happened this time. It was terrible. The people are being prosecuted for it, as they should be. However, to waste the time of the Senate on this is ridiculous. It's not going to happen.
I want to talk about blacklisting, and there's a wonderful article out that talks about the blacklist of if you had any kind of what they thought at that time in the 50s of communist ties, you were blacklisted. And this particular article opens with Kirk Douglas, who did Spartacus and introduced the movie himself, talking about that he was the first person to bring out somebody who was blacklisted and gave him credit as far as the screenwriter is concerned. But one of the things that we're experiencing today is a guy, it's very hard for me to even stomach him, but actor Sacha Cohen has made a cottage industry out of blacklisting President Trump, a man who represented half the country. On top of that, we have on a nightly basis the late-night comedians openly cheering the blacklisting of Americans as well as the idea of making those Americans unemployable. We have a so-called journalist openly calling for Trump supporters to be made unemployable and for alternative media voices to be removed from the airwaves and internet. But in doing this, by way of their terrible rationales, each of them is now firmly on the side of defending and justifying the 1950s Hollywood blacklist and are doing so in a single sentence. Here's a perfect example from the far-left Hollywood Trade. In a piece published this week, Deadline's Dominic Patton dismissed the mocked Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri, and media titan Rupert Murdoch for daring to push against the open blacklisting of Donald Trump. Murdoch is more than aware that freedom of speech is not actually something private companies like the social media giants or his own News Corp and Fox Corporation have to guarantee, only governments. So, well, that's...
I find this abhorrent.
It is.
I find it abhorrent that you've got news like the CNN, some of their talking dog heads are saying things like, that Fox News, whether you listen to Fox News or not, whether you agree with them or not, they should be censored. They shouldn't be allowed to have that those insurrectionist thoughts out there. That to me, if anything that journalist, and I use that term journalist so loosely anymore, I don't even know what a journalist is. Do you know what a journalist is? The first person who can call me and tell me what a real journalist is gets $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. 605-4567, because I think most of the, quote, people in the industry today have gone beyond journalism. It's opinion pieces. Anyway, but when you have so-called journalists calling for other journalists to be censored, don't you see in your head what you're doing? You're taking us down a road where if you don't want to listen to Rush Limbaugh, let's just get him off the air. He's an insurrectionist. He's passing bad information. Take him off the air. Not change the channel. Not listen to somebody else. Take him off the air. Do we have somebody on the line that can tell me what a journalist is? Oh, I got people calling. Wow. Okay. Who's the first one? Jared, bring the first one in. Okay.
All right.
Jared's just waving at
maybe
me.
Maybe somebody's just venting.
I hope so. If this doesn't scare you,
my friend.
This
is how you started us talking today, by the way. We didn't start the show with this, but it's been on our minds about the censorship and where we're going. And let's, you know,
okay,
like you're talking about the schools. Okay, let's go on.
We got somebody.
We got Nick on the line.
Okay. All right. Okay, Nick, what's a journalist?
A journalist is somebody that reports both sides of the story without their personal opinions or prejudice in it.
$20 at the Black Bear Diner Bucks. You're absolutely right. You cannot tell whose side they're on. And as Rand Paul pointed out to George Stephanopoulos when he ravaged Stephanopoulos, was your job is to find the story, is to interview me, not to try and tell me I'm wrong, but then interview somebody from the other side to let both sides out and let people make up their minds.
So
Nick, good.
So the next time you watch The Front, The Way We Were, Trumbo, or Guilty by Suspicion, remember who the true villains are, not the heroic private companies who refuse to work with people whose politics they disagree with, but those who believe there's something wrong with, quote, private companies silencing people based on their political beliefs. And on that note, we have to take a break here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1416. This is your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott, where we put our money where our mouth is. Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Republicans sounding an alarm over President Biden's agenda, saying it will jeopardize millions of jobs. The president will advance that agenda later today when he signs more executive orders. He's expected to place a moratorium on new oil and gas drilling leases and on fracking on federal lands. There are already complaints about lost jobs resulting from cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline project. Republican Senator Rand Paul says his Democratic colleagues appear deranged in their drive to impeach former President Trump, taking to the Senate floor, denouncing the proceeding as unconstitutional.
Hyperpartisan Democrats are about to drag our great country down into the gutter of rancor and vitriol, the likes of which has never been seen in our nation's history.
The Senate set aside a motion by Paul to declare the impeachment unconstitutional, but it appears the Democrats have nowhere near the number of Republican votes they would need for a conviction. A Texas federal judge saying, not so fast, putting President Biden's 100-day pause in deportations of illegal aliens on hold. Texas challenged the Biden executive order as unconstitutional. The North Carolina-based Belk department store chain filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
The bankruptcy plan will allow Belk to shed about $450 million of debt, and it expects to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of February.
Correspondent Mike Rossia saying the 133-year-old department store chain employs more than 20,000 people in almost 300 stores across 16 southeastern states. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 283 points, the NASDAQ 110 points lower, and the S&P is down 43 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hundreds of Holocaust survivors poised to get their first coronavirus vaccination.
More than 400 Austrian survivors will get their first shots at Vienna's largest vaccination center. Some are being brought by shuttle or by ambulance, while others were being brought in by their children. The fittest among them were even planning on taking the subway, though organized to take place on what is known as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Vaccinations were not just being offered to survivors of the Shoah, but also other Jews in the area older than 85. The Jewish community of Vienna says we owe this to them. They've suffered so much trauma and have felt even more insecure during this pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French drug maker Sanofi will help manufacture 125 million doses of vaccine developed by rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, while its own coronavirus vaccine candidate is facing delays. News and analysis, townhall.com. Anti-corruption protests in Russia continue despite pressure from the Kremlin.
A top ally of Alexei Navalny is vowing to keep up the fight to free the jailed Russian opposition leader and his battle to influence this year's parliamentary election despite a government crackdown on nationwide protests. Lyubov Sobol said Navalny's foundation for fighting corruption and his team's regional offices will continue to operate even amid the arrests of our followers and allies and the opening of criminal investigations against them. Sobol, herself under investigation on charges of trespassing that she insists are bogus, says she's not afraid of being arrested. Tens of thousands of people demanding Navalny's release turned out Saturday across Russia, and nearly 4,000 were arrested. Keith Peters reporting.
Walmart planning to build warehouses at its stores where self-driving robots will fetch groceries, have them ready for shoppers to pick up in 1 hour or less. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is. So, good morning to hump day. And it's the 27th of January. It is raining after it snowed 5 inches last night, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And it's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have rain and snow and then showers today. If you are just waking up, you know, yes, we did have, I'm not exactly sure how many inches. We could look up in varying areas. I know that downtown it looks like we had anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. But today will be 43 and overnight lows tonight will be 39. According to the National Weather Service, looks like we have showers and rain throughout the entire week and weekend with our highs around 40. Saturday gets to be about 42 and Sunday looks like we're again showers and likely with a high near 52 and overnight lows. But as far as the snow, we have another day of rain and perhaps snow then showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where we get senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Hey, we've got one of our great partners on the phone, Celestine Travis.
Well, she's not back on yet.
Oh, so, okay.
But Celestina is going to be on. She's going to call us back. We told her to call us back after the news.
She can't get out of the driveway.
Can't get out of the driveway, and I can understand that. She lives out there someplace.
Yeah.
Celestina,
a lot of
course,
this morning.
Is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and she's going to call us here in a couple minutes. But while we're waiting for that, let me get back into some other things here. Biden, President Biden, is pushing to replace all U.S. government fleet, the entire fleet, with the electric vehicles. As soon as he said that, the electric vehicle stock, as you can imagine, leaped forward. So we're talking about, something like 645,000 vehicles in the fleet today, and 3,200 of them are electric. So U.S. Postal Service alone operates 225 of these vehicles and is in the process of choosing a replacement for the 880,000 Grumman long-life vehicles that have been in service for over a quarter of a century. Now, do I have a problem with electric vehicles? No, I don't. I've been reading up on electric vehicles, and where your initial cost may be more, the annual cost is less. You know, they have less problems, et cetera, et cetera. Biggest problem, of course, is after you've used them and the battery is run down, you've got to charge them. So on something like on postal vehicles and things like that, they all can come back and recharge. Now, and then you have to ask yourself, okay, but all the power, where's all the power coming to recharge all these vehicles? And most of it comes from renewable sources, at least for right now. But they are not talking about the military, because the military, I guess you could use some on base, on things like they have sedans and they have SUVs and stuff for base around there, and trucks that never leave the bases. You could use electric vehicles, I guess. Any deployable vehicles, though, have still got to be run on, I would believe, on internal combustion engines. They'd have to, because it, the problem with having, you know, running out of power and running constantly, it's a lot easier to refuel them using gas and diesel than it would be by trying to do electric. So I don't see it happening in the near future, because it will happen at some point in the near future for your military vehicles. Okay, Nick, what you got? Hello, Nick.
Yo.
You're on, but as soon as Celestina calls, you're gone.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. What? You're on. Live.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. I'm sorry. You're dealing with a handicap this morning.
Okay.
Hey, there's an article in Breitbart. Anti-Trump scholar. Nearly impossible to deprogram millions of Trump supporters. You know,
I can't wait. I can't wait for them to deprogram me. I mean, I'm not sure. Deprogram me for believing in the Constitution, for believing for freedom and equal rights for people. They want to deprogram me for that.
Hey, if they can't deprogram you, are they going to take away your driver's license, your right to fly, your Social Security, your military pension?
You know what? You know, when we're in this, you know, there's a lot of people talking crazy things right now about, oh, let's just, you know, let's all get into groupthink. You know, this is the closest. When I hear people like the journalist, and I use that term loosely, talking about it and the cancel culture, I flip over right away to what to re-education camps that the Chinese did, that the Vietnamese did, the North Vietnamese, when they took over the whole country, the re-education camps that people were in for 10 years. You know, until you can learn the right way to think. So, anyway, Celestina's online. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
You bet. Good morning, Celestina Traber.
Good morning.
You can't get out of the old driveway, huh?
Nope.
I had to go into four-wheel drive, and our driveway is only like 30 feet long. So, to get out. Yeah.
I don't have four-wheel drive in my car.
I can't not believe that you live up in Northern California. You don't have four-wheel drive, so you can, on the weekends, go out there and chug up hills and down hills and all that.
I know. No, I don't.
Anyway, hey, so what's going on in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office?
So we have some exciting news. We have a new presumptive for Agent Orange as of January 15th. We have three new presumptives that we can file for now.
Okay. Can you tell people what a presumptive is?
Yes. A presumptive is something that if you were exposed to Agent Orange, then the law automatically says if you have this condition, you can automatically file, and then they'll link it and Service Connect you for it.
Okay. Now, a lot of people don't realize that, unless you were there in Vietnam, that people that were in the middle of being sprayed by Agent Orange or just being in the jungles where they had been or the areas they had been, and then it was even in the water off the coast that was, and they have their own water, pure water, I should say not pure, but water-making plants aboard ships, but it would not treat Agent Orange. So it's just every day, every month, every year, they find something else that's linked to Agent Orange. Even if you never stepped foot in the country, people are coming down with it, with conditions from
yes.
Agent Orange.
Yes, and these three presumptives are Parkinsonism, which is Parkinson-like symptoms for the shaking. You might not be diagnosed with Parkinson's, but you have the shaking symptoms of it. We can file for that. That's a very exciting because we've been trying to get this linked for years. Another one is hypothyroidism. And the last one, which is huge for us, and is bladder cancer. We have a lot of people that come down with bladder cancer.
Yeah.
And they've been denied, and now we can reopen their case.
Okay, so bladder
yeah.
cancer. Gee.
Yes. And this includes widows that their spouses were 100% and had bladder cancer. Or we can go back and also run for the DIC that they were denied for, we can also, we want to also ask the widows to come back in, because we can also relook at their case as well, which is exciting for the spouses.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know what people don't realize is that, and here's the other thing about Agent Orange, is it's passed down to the next generation. Am I right?
It is. It's not something we can file for, but it absolutely is.
Now there's
some... And I really wish they would, Congress and them would pass a bill to help the children of, because there were several problems with parents, and especially men that had were exposed to Agent Orange, and their children have all these birth defects. They might be slight. They might be great. It just varies. But, yeah, I wish that – but we can't file for that yet.
What about the – are you familiar with the water issues at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina?
I am, and we have been filing more and more of those.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and is a truly a treasure for our county. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Only Crackmaster knows the proper way. I shouldn't say only Crackmaster, but I'm going to tell you that Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst is a true expert. He has gone through a number of schools, but he's been doing this for a couple of decades. When I say he's a true professional, I mean that when he fixes something, he guarantees it. He guarantees it for life of your windshield. So if he fixes a chip and it gets any bigger, you take it back down there and he will repair it again. He can fix small chips that can turn into cracks and or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can fix those. He fixed a crack on my windshield at, 10 inches long 13 years ago, and it has never gotten any bigger through all the abuse I've put into that F-150. And it's never gotten any bigger. And that's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does, a veteran-owned show, a veteran-owned business. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back. 8:16 in the morning, 34 degrees out there, and, of course, it's raining.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here at 8:21 in the morning, and 34 degrees out there.
Good morning, everybody.
Raining,
it's snow.
Kind of not raining.
Snow on the ground.
Watching all the snow. On here on Market Street, the streets are clear, totally clear from as far as we can see, and snow dropping off the trees. I'm looking at power outages here in Reading. I know IGO has some. They're out there working with PG&E. Reading Electric Utility has restored all power to the area of Enterprise Park and along Shasta View Drive from Galaxy way south towards Rancho Road, tree-related. So a tree came down on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's got, if you can't find something for your special one, then why don't you design something? They'll help you design it, and then they will build it, put in gems from all over the world, jewels from all over the world, whatever you want at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-2750. Linda and I are here with Celestina Traver, who's on the phone because she can't get out of her driveway. Hey, when we left, I brought up the fact that Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, which is a major Marine Corps base. That's the major base on the East Coast, and Camp Pendleton, comparable Camp Pendleton on the West Coast, came out several years ago saying is that their water had been contaminated. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, if you served at Camp Lejeune or the MCAF New River for at least 30 accumulative days from August 1953 through December of 1987, and you didn't receive a dishonorable discharge, then you can go ahead and come into our office, or actually call our office because we're closed on Purple Tier, and have a conversation with one of my VSRs about the presumptive conditions. There are things like adult leukemia, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and including Parkinson's disease. And this is any veterans that served active duty. It includes reservists and guardsmen on this.
Okay, and that started from when to when?
1953, August to December of 1987, if you were there, boots on the ground, for 30 days or more.
Well, so that includes me and I'm sure a million other Marines or former Marines. And
let's not hope.
No. It's like anything else. Camp Lejeune was not a place that I was stationed at for years. I was a West Coast Marine, as they call it.
Oh.
And, most of my tours came out of the West Coast or back in Quantico. But Camp Lejeune is a major base. And they're having, it's not just, of course, the veterans. It's their families that lived there and the children that were there. And the water, what was the water contaminated with, or do you know?
I do not know. I just know that it was really contaminated, and it causes horrible cancers. So,
yeah.
But they didn't. I don't know what it was.
I'm thinking it might have been, and I have no idea. But realizing that Camp Lejeune has been there for a long time, and the amount of vehicles and all types of other things that could be going on there. Probably dumping fuel everywhere. Not on purpose.
Metals.
Not on purpose, but metals, different types
fuel.
Of metals. Yeah. Anyway, if you're in the Marine Corps and this is the first time you're hearing about it, give the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer a call and see talk to them about it, especially if you've been diagnosed with something. You may be able to get help there.
Yeah, and, the military has a habit of taking drums of anything. It could be oil, it could be toxins, and they bury it. They buried it in the ground. And so those, after years, they started leaking into the ground and into the water system. So who knows what barrels they pulled out of the ground and figured and found out what was leaking. I'm not sure if they revealed that, but it is a known practice of the military to do things like that on bases.
I can't believe that.
Well, Aerojet, here's another corporation. I mean, my dad worked for Aerojet for years, and, of course, that they helped to put a man on the moon and their space programs, but there was toxic chemicals that they were working with. And so that area around Folsom, now that they've closed it, is, it's got toxic levels in the ground. So that is, in fact, what had happened. And when we bought our house, there was a practice in those days that you buried your fuel tank. So in order to buy the home we're living in now, we had to have the company, or the owners before us, had to have a company come in and dig down to the ground to make sure the soil was not hot, as they call it. So as a practice, you just buried stuff and moved on. So we don't want to, make it sound like that's a bad thing. It was just a common practice, kind of like, you drove around without a seatbelt on. It was like what you did in those days. So anyway, but this is great that you guys are doing this, and it has had an effect. And so it's where we're looking now is about why we're so, think about our policies as far as, what we don't put in the ground or in our bodies we know that are bad for us.
And the chemicals, the main chemicals involved were organic compounds such as PCE, perchlorethrin, dry cleaning solvent, and trichlorethylene, degreaser. However, more than 70 chemicals have been identified as contaminants at Lejeune. The base's wells were shut off in the mid-1980s, after which the water met federal standards. Then they were placed back online. So, benzene, vinyl chloride, there's all types of things that were in there. So, that's...
Oh, wow.
And concentrations up to 3,400 times levels permitted by safety standards. So, if you were in the Marine Corps and you served back in that time, or you were a dependent that lived on Camp Lejeune for several years during that time frame, and there's been some illness in your family, I guess even if you lived there, you give your name so that they can have you in the database too. So, okay. We're gonna take a quick break again, and then come on back with all the new things you've got going. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just talked to Judy Maxwell. She's gonna be on the show maybe next week to talk about things happening in 2021 when it comes to insurance and what you need to be looking at. This COVID thing has tossed everything upside down for a lot of people. But she'll be with us next week. But I can tell you, if there's anything that about insurance that Judy doesn't know, it's because they haven't come up with a new law yet. But she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. She's got a soft spot in her heart for veterans, making sure they're okay. She's working on one of those cases right now, in fact. Give them a call at 221-0441 for an appointment, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the content to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every
time. Premier, your friendly old change.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Keep Eye Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 36 degrees out there. Showers in the vicinity. It's going to be showering the rest of the week, including the weekend. We need lots of rain and snow up in the high mountains there for our snowpacks. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And are you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Linda and I are here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And you had something you were getting ready to say, and I cut you off.
Oh, yes. We have a brand new Facebook page. I'm excited. This is one of my 2021 goals, and we started it. I usually post on my private Facebook, but now I separated it out, and now we're going to keep everybody up to date and start posting all the newest legislature, all the newest things that are happening in Shasta County. And we're looking forward to people friending us on Facebook, and you can find us at Shasta County Veterans Services Office. I'm very excited about this role.
Absolutely. Okay. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go to Facebook right now and friend you. So it's Shasta County. So it's Shasta County Veteran Service Office, right?
Yes. Yes. We should be easy to find. And we've already posted probably 10 posts and updated everybody on different things that are happening around Shasta County and in the federal world. And we'll just keep people up to date on every – and if you want to I'm asking any businesses that are veteran-friendly, that have something that they're doing for veterans, please let us know at our office, because we would love to post how our community is supporting our veterans. I think that's really important, and how our businesses are really supporting our veterans. I know everybody's struggling during the COVID, but it's always nice to get these stories out of a positive reflection on how we're helping each other.
Yeah. You've got things that we've talked about. You talked about how the VA COVID line, Redding VA Clinic, has the Moderna COVID vaccinations for 65 and up. But I think you have to be registered and you have to call the clinic, and I think one of the comments was thanks for the info, and that they've shut down immediate appointments. The earliest you could schedule was March 1st.
Wow.
But still, you know, they've got it. And you know what? And that could change, because as more and more doses come in to Shasta County. So, okay. Great looking Facebook page.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that. And just to wrap it up, let's talk a little bit more about your Ancient Orange and some of the other things, again, to just kind of highlight for our listeners what we were covering.
Yes. So we have three new presumptives of Agent Orange. And so please call our office at 225-5616, press option 2, and ask a little bit more, and the office assistants will transfer you to a vet rep. And that's exciting news for all of us. Then I just want to remind everybody that we're in the purple tier, and as long as we're in purple tier, we are closed to the public. So, but it doesn't mean that we're closed. We are diligently working inside the office. We just can't have it open to public. But we, in the last 6 months, we have brought into the veterans' pockets $2 million, in over $2 million in the last 6 months from July 1st to December 31st. And we filed over 450 claims. Even during the COVID. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. So what's happening is you can't get into the office. You have to call, and you're working with people. Even though you're in the office, you're dealing mm-hmm. with people who will call you and deal. Now, haven't you added a few new officers? Let's kind of get a visual of what's happening inside the offices, although it's closed to the outside public or to anybody walking in.
Yes, so I have four VSRs, Veteran Service Reps, on the floor at all times to take people's, the new clients, and to file claims. And we are open. They start filing claims at 8 a.m. and they stop at 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And we're just go, 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 and we're hoping. You can either fax us or email us, and we have a confidential email, and you can mail us information, but please call us first, connect with a vet rep, and then they'll kind of guide you through the process and what you need to do on your next steps.
Okay, well, that's good. So, you know, I feel like you brought us up to current. What's currently happening, and congratulations on being able to get the $2 million out to our local veterans here since July of last year, because we know that it all goes through, you know, you have to go through so many, you know, hoops in order to, for instance, when somebody, now that you've got a new claim, these new claims that are opening up for children and wives of the Agent Orange, first of all, there's paperwork that your professionals fill out, and you talk about the dates that you were there or whatever that had to be during a specific time. You know, what happens? Do you then send your paperwork to where?
We actually electronically file it ourselves. All our vet reps have are accredited, and they had to pass two legal exams in order to file legal claims. So we actually don't send it anywhere. We actually have a computer, and a federal computer, where we internally file it to the feds now. And that's new. We also have what you call finger ink. And so if a veteran can't get into our office and they need to sign one of our documents, they can do it, and a vet rep can walk them through it on how to sign the document using a cell phone.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, we like that.
Yes, yes. We're starting to roll that out more for also assisted living facilities so that we can also help those who are in assisted living facilities. So we're rolling out a brand new next state-of-the-art program so that we can kind of fill in those gaps where we can't go right now.
Well, because not everybody can get in their car and come in. So, you know, this is a way to really reach out. And like, say, if you've got somebody who's actually in a home, that there's people there as well if they can't sign something that, you know, there's a legality with, I don't know, I'm just curious about the whole fingerprint thing. I really am.
The finger ink,
Yeah, the finger ink.
It's a secure way to sign federal forms. And so, yeah, We're excited about it.
So you can do it right now. You don't have to wait. You've got the, again, like you were saying, you've got the federal way of doing it right. So that's wonderful, Celestina. That's new.
Yeah, that is new. It is very new, and it's in the last 6 months we've rolled that out. And what happens is we click something on our computer. It gives us a secure number. They go on finger ink. They type that number in. They turn their phone, sign it with their finger or whatever they want to. And when they sign it and press OK, it comes up into our computer that they signed the form, and we send it off. Really simple.
Oh, thank you, Celestina. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. The only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less intrusive surgery. It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. 8:44 in the morning, 36 degrees out there, showers in the vicinity. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna be the man who thinks I'm next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 Your Talk Radio. Welcome back. 8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue. Just was there yesterday. They work by appointments, but they've been working by appointments for over a year. Before COVID started. You can give them a call at 244-9478. The only place I've ever gotten my haircut here in Reading is at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And Celestina, you know, last thoughts here on for people.
Last thoughts, just, you know, please, we're looking for veterans that we have not been able to let them know about their benefits. And if you know a veteran, reach out to them. Let them know about us if they live in Shasta County. We just kind of want to let everybody know. We're excited to let everybody know about their benefits they've earned and just kind of go over their benefits and making sure that if they want the COVID shot, that they're signed up for the VA clinic. And you have to first be signed up and get your medical card from the VA clinic before you can get that COVID shot. So just remind everybody we're here. We're willing to help and serve our veterans, and we're hoping that everybody stays safe today.
And what's your Facebook page once again?
Shasta County Veterans Services Office.
All right. Thank you so much. You're doing great work. We really
appreciate
you.
You're a hero. You're a hero out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on the radio. I appreciate both of you.
Stay well, and be safe in the snow today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's wonderful things that, you know, that, see, that's a positive note. That's moving forward. And like when you thought, well, we both thought maybe we had been exposed to someone who was had to go through the COVID issue. You went and got tested with right in a car at the VA.
At the VA.
But that was really important. And one that we have to keep reminding people that are veterans to sign up you have to be registered at the VA. You can't just, oh, I'm a veteran, so I'm going to go in. No, you have to, in order to get the VA facility to, you know, your medication and your appointments and that kind of thing, you have to be signed up. So that's really important. And Celestine has been really, how long has she been in that office? She's done really good work.
She's been working there for several years. And then, in fact, when we got here,
there was Dave, and then?
And then after Dave, we went through two really quickly that were not the best. And then we had another guy, Tommy Key, came in. But Tommy left because he fell in love. And then finally the board of supervisors got it together and appointed Celestina, who has built on everything right that they've done and added so much stuff. Yeah. Okay.
She's really been boots on the ground. Hey, I want to talk about just kind of switching it all around. Something that, you know, I love to share things that are going on in our world that really maybe changes our perception or what we've known through science and what we believe to have been through science, because it just goes to show you that we don't know everything. So this is an article that came out. The world's oldest known cave painting has been discovered in Indonesia. Scientists from Griffith University have discovered the world's oldest known cave painting on a limestone wall on South, I think it's called Sulawesi Islands in Indonesia. dated to a remarkable 45,500 years ago. The painting is of a Sulawesi warty pig, a species hunted and depleted often in that cave art from the last glacial period. The discovery definitely knocks out Europe and establishes that Indo-Pacific is the center of the first known developments in artistic expression and perhaps even storytelling. The cave is in a valley that's enclosed by steep limestone cliffs and is only accessible by narrow cave passage in the dry season, as the valley floor is completely flooded in the wet. The isolated Bugis community living in this hidden valley claim it had never before been visited by Westerners. Doesn't that just blow your mind?
It does.
It's like something out of a movie, you know, but that's like turning back the clock. They say that rock art is very challenging to date. However, rock art produces in limestone caves can sometimes be dated using uranium series analysis of calcium carbonate that form naturally on the cave wall surface used as a canvas for the art. I just find this absolutely amazing. There was, in 2020, there was another discovery dated to at least 44,000 years ago and contained images of human-beast hybrids or therianthropes hunting a Sulawesi warty pigs together, images which the team believed at the time represented a number of firsts. So even as we go through the world and we have all of unrest that's happening through our world, and we do look at world headlines here on our morning show here in good old Little Reading. We look at what else is happening in the news feeds from around the world. It's fascinating to find these discoveries on our planet and to know that we don't always know.
Well, there's a lot of things that, of course, we don't know. And sometimes we forget our history. And what is kind of dangerous here is we forget our history, and history has to be rewritten by a generation. Well, it's kind of scary because the next generation then can come in and rewrite history again. And how long does it take? 3 generations to wipe out everything that we've known? Ronald Reagan said you're 1 generation away from losing your freedoms, and that's absolutely true. When you read about the and hear about censoring other people and keeping them, literally taking them off the air, and as Facebook did, who said, you know, they're a private company, and people say, well, we're a private company, we can do anything we want. You know, frankly, you know, it's the same thing with us. That if we didn't want a show on, then we would just take it off for whatever reason it is. And we try really hard not to do that. We may not agree with everything they're saying, but there's other people that do. And if you don't want to listen to it, then don't listen to it. But to come out like this is kind of scary. And then to do away with naming of schools because you found something in their history from, and looking at it from today's standards, looking at something 200 years ago, you have to ask yourself, well, what are they going to say 200 years from now? And just, you know, and do we, you know, whatever you name those schools will be wiped off again. And they, maybe 200 years from now, they can't figure out, well, why wouldn't they put the founder of the country, you know, the president of the first president of the United States, George Washington, why wouldn't he be, why isn't there anything named for him? Or 50 years from now, you know, it's the whole thing when you start doing recidivist history, when you rewrite history, you start down that path. Where do you stop? Then, you know, the city is renaming 2 parks, and we talked about that yesterday, for the Wintu people. One, I think, is Salmon Run, and one is Shady Tree in it. But on that one, it's Henderson Open Space, and the one that was further south, another open space, and they named it. That's one thing. But you don't wipe out Bob Blankenship, you know, the police station named for Bob Blankenship, mm-hmm. because something may have happened at one time when he was a policeman. And you could say, oh, well, obviously this was, you know, motivated by whatever. And you can, when, you know, you can make things up or pick up little things. And then you take his name off the station. That's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So, again, my friends, censorship. This is something we need to fight against. We need to fight. And so you support those. You know, even if you don't like what they're saying, do you really want them taken off the air? You know, how many times would you like to go to the guy that runs Twitter, Zuckerberg, and say to him, what right do you have to take tax dollars and all this, become one of the richest men in the world, and then you say, oh, well, I don't want you on my site. Well, then you need to lose all your tax breaks, and things need to change. Now, I'm not saying you take away Facebook from Mr. Zuckerberg. However, when the steel companies monopolized the steel and the steel prices, and Ma Bell controlled all the telephones, the government came in there and said, diversify, break those up, and you know, take away the monopoly. So am I advocating for that? I think at least it needs to be talked about in Congress to say, if you've got a monopoly on a form of our social media, maybe you need to take a look at how do you, you know, to at least taking away all of your tax breaks you get from the government. Okay. It's Wednesday tomorrow. Trish Clark and I are here, and we are
looking forward to
we
it.
Are having Trish Harris on, who was at January 6th back in D.C., and things that have happened to her since then, because she attended. No, she wasn't in the riot.
Insurrection, they call it.
She was just there. So everybody have a great day. Be careful out there. Hopefully the rain will stop and all the snow will be gone by tomorrow.
Looks like our highs today will be 43, overnight lows of 39.
There you go.
Make it a great
Remember,
day.
It is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.